This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
Room present the men's room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please serve everyone on Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
All right, Jordan, you understand how this here game is played.
Yes, sir. 11 to your listening to you guys.
Oh, thank you, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Well, today you have your choice of one of three subjects. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
You say Hit Me.
Hit Me. We go to Florida, because that's where the majority of stupid happens. A guy in Wildwood was arrested after assaulting his roommates with a weapon of opportunity. 29-year-old Oquavius Chandler, yes, Oquavius, threw something at his roommate during an argument about video games. Now, the victim told police that he was trying to sleep, and he took his PS5 back from Oquavius' bedroom because Oquavius was too loud while playing it. That's when Oquavius threw something at him, hitting him in the chest. Now, it did not injure him, but he called the police, and Oquavius was arrested and charged with a felony because this is not his first video game-related felony. Seriously, he has two other attacks involving video games. In 2022, he threatened a man with a knife over a video game, and then a year later, he pled no contest after choking out his own sister during a fight. You guessed it, that involved video games. So brothers got issues. Anyway, the weapon of choice, what weapon of choice did Oquavius use on his roommate? Was it the PS5 console? Was it the game controller? Was it a bologna sandwich? Or was it a bottle of soda? So the PS5 console, the game controller, a bologna sandwich, or a bottle of soda?
I'm going to say a bottle of soda.
A bottle?
Okay. Yeah, it seems like you're up gaming all night. And I don't know why this is. It doesn't seem like those people generally drink alcohol, but it's just soda.
Right.
Energy probably because of the caffeine and whatnot.
That's exactly
but it. I'm with him. I'm going bottle of soda.
Bottle of soda.
I'm going Oscar Mayer. I'm going bologna sandwich all the way.
What did this guy throw at his roommate? A PS5 console, the game controller, a bologna sandwich, or a soda bottle? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes, and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Head to Florida. On our category, hit me with your best shot on profile. Let's get a Florida man assaulted his roommate after a fight over video games. Apparently, this has happened a few times before in his lifetime.
This would be the third time that he has at least been arrested for a video game-involved assault.
I guess has something to do with noise. So, he threw something at his roommate. Did he throw the PS5 console? The game controller, a bologna sandwich, or a soda bottle?
And Jordan, that is the very question that I pose to you and these two distinguished gentlemen to my left, or your right on your radio dials, I like to say. And you and D. Ted Smith agreed on a bottle of soda. Makes
Mountain
sense.
Dew.
You're playing, Mountain Dew, Monster Energy drink, whatever, but oh no. I'm afraid it was not a bottle, but a fine choice. Miles, you went Oscar Mayer and went with the old bologna sandwich.
Bologna.
If okay, it was a bologna sandwich.
Yeah, hit him in the chest with a bologna sandwich.
And you called the cops for that?
Look, man, I get the feeling, based on this guy's, Oquavius, I believe his name was, when you go through this guy's history, go ahead and call the cops. Because keep in mind, to the point that assaulting someone with a bologna sandwich is a felony, you got to check your pass. Think about that.
Yeah, and the roommate's probably just tired of this dude.
That's what I mean. I don't think this is a one-off.
Time for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, you got some choices today, all right? We got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
We got Seth Meyers. Colbert. Then we also have Bill Maher. Weekend Update. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Larry?
That's right, though. The title is Sky Chef Teams and Talents Writer. Something come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Instead of buying a scratch-off ticket, just say to the clerk, excuse me, will you throw this dollar away for me? And before you say it's my lucky day, you're in a 7-Eleven, shoeless, buying a microwave burrito with pocket chains. Yes, but it all means, let's not break your lucky streak.
I'm going to guess Bill Maher.
Yeah, it's Bill Maher.
Instead of buying a scratch-off ticket, just say to the clerk, excuse me, will you throw this dollar away for me? And before you say, but wait a minute, what if it's my lucky day? You're in a 7-Eleven, shoeless, buying a microwave burrito with pocket change. Yes, by all means, let's not break your lucky streak.
Health experts are facing increased pressure this winter in the face of an outbreak of COVID, the flu, RSV, and norovirus, which they are calling a quaddemic. So we did the smart thing and packed every beloved entertainer over 60 in one tiny space.
SNL.
Yeah.
Health experts are facing increased pressure this winter in the face of outbreaks of COVID, the flu, RSV, and norovirus, which they're calling a quademic. So we did the smart thing and packed every beloved entertainer over 60 into one tiny space.
Some sports news. The Daytona 500 was this weekend, and President Trump was there and even did a lap in his limo. Sadly for the president, his car did not qualify for the race.
He touched Smith.
Kendrick Lamar has to get over Drake. 6 diss tracks and a halftime performance? That's not a beef. That's a remake of Single White Female.
I don't think it's weak enough.
Myers. Bill Maher.
Kendrick Lamar has to get over Drake. 6 diss tracks and a halftime performance? That's not a beef. That's a remake of Single White Female.
SNL's first major cast change was in the second season when Chevy Chase left the show and was replaced with Kenan Thompson.
SNL's first major cast change was in season 2 when Chevy Chase left the show and was replaced by Kenan Thompson.
Miles, you kind of hit on it earlier. Did anybody in here watch SNL 50th on Sunday?
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah, that was pretty darn good.
Actually, I did a Ted Smith and I watched it on Monday.
Oh, yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. It's the way to do it. I don't know why. Like, we had Monday off. I could have gone out Sunday, but I was being lazy. So I was like, all right, I'll watch this.
Yeah, we did the same thing.
Anybody you could think of seemed like was there.
Yeah, comedic star power was definitely in play.
Yeah. I didn't put this clip in, but it was kind of funny when the show opens. There's Sabrina Carpenter and Paul Simon. And Paul Simon. And it's just funny hearing Paul Simon introduce her, who's obviously a massive star right now. And then Paul Simon, and he's talking about when he performed this song, and she was like,
I first performed this song with whoever it was in 1976.
I wasn't alive, and either were my parents, is what she said.
Her timing was great on that. I mean, she nailed it.
And she nailed the song, too. They did a great version. I mean, he's got so much range, but she stayed with him in that range, and I thought they sounded good together.
No, it was pretty good. Mike, I can't remember which one I put in there.
Oh!
What did I label him?
So you got the monologue in there.
All right, so let's start with the monologue, too, which was pretty good. Steve Martin was out there, then John Mulaney joined him.
It was only a few days ago that Lauren told me I was doing the monologue, and I was actually vacationing on a friend's boat down in the Gulf of Steve Martin, and I finally, a fun fact, a person born during the first season of Saturday Night Live could today be easily dead of natural causes.
Over the course of 50 years, 894 people have hosted Saturday Night Live, and it amazes me that only 2 of them have committed murder.
Obviously, people put some stuff together.
Yeah.
I would think he was referencing O.J. Simpson and Robert Blake.
Yeah.
So, pretty good there. They did one of my favorite skits. I was also kind of shocked. I did not realize that was going to be like a new show. I thought they were just going to play old school skits.
That's what I thought.
Right. So it was kind of cool that they actually did some live skits. And I mean, they had every member you could have, cast member you could imagine. So it was pretty cool. Black Jeopardy is always a very fun one. I would also remind people Black Jeopardy is kind of tongue in cheek about black culture sometimes.
Yeah.
So.
If people haven't figured it out yet, don't waste your time trying to tell. Either you get it or you're stupid.
But Tracy Morgan was on there acting as somebody else, and then Eddie Murphy showed up next to him acting as Tracy Morgan.
And look at this, Tracy Morgan. Big dog gonna make some big money. Now, wait a minute, Tracy, don't you already have a lot of money?
Well, you gotta have a lot of money if you're gonna live like I live. I eat 4 cheese lasagna. If I only got 3 cheeses, I ain't eating it.
Yes, okay. We hear you, Tracy Morgan.
I refuse to ingest 3 cheeses.
Darius and Tracy, y'all seem like y'all might be related.
Well, James L. Jones is my biological father. James L. Jones impregnated my mother on the set of Claudine.
It's just better because at some point, Tracy Morgan must understand how insane he sounds sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, Eddie Murphy's impression was spot on.
Oh, he crushed it.
I mean, I was sitting on my couch by myself just dying laughing, like, three G's.
No, right?
That's awesome. I don't know why I was dying laughing. I was like, yeah, and it's like, also, everybody has four G's beside you. I mean, it's kind of the standard, but whoever wrote that one, I was like, that's pretty damn good.
Oh,
he was smart enough, right? And, like, Tracy Morgan, he's the butt of the joke, but he just has to sit there and take it.
Oh, he just roll with it. Well, the thing, like, of all the characters you could come back and do, like, Eddie Murphy could come back and do Buckwheat, right. Or Gumby, or Mr. Robinson, or any of these things. He's like, no, if I'm coming back, man, I'm going to impersonate Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
Okay, man, whatever.
And obviously, Weekend Update they did was great because you have those hosts, and then Seth Meyers came back.
Yep.
What's it, the woman at the party you don't want to talk to?
Sesame drunk Strong. Uncle.
Right, drunk uncle was out there. I mean, you forget how good some of those skits are.
Oh, they're
especially
great.
With stuff that's going on today. I kind of wish those two would show back up more often. Yeah, she was pregnant, so she wasn't even drunk. You still don't want to talk to her at the party. but they did a super good job, and also kind of cool to see Jack Nicholson out and about.
Yeah,
no kidding, man.
He seemed like he looked fine. I don't know if he's been sick over the years. He just doesn't show up
very
as much.
Public, yeah.
Yeah, what do they call it? A recluse.
Yes.
But, I mean, he was a mainstay forever at Lakers games, right there in the front row and
always.
Everything else. So you would see him all the time. All right, now, some exciting stuff that happened over the weekend.
Oh, man.
So, last week, Mike and I were kind of talking about this hockey tournament, right?
Yeah.
So I did watch two, I will say, the NBA All-Star Game. The format seemed okay. Have the guys, like, have these, like, quick little games. But the amount of the break time in between was so long, it was very hard to watch it. And then on top of that, the night before, you had maybe the greatest All-Star thing I've ever seen. So remember, the NHL this year said, hey, instead of doing an All-Star Game, we'll have four nations playing a tournament.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot of people said, what about Russia? They'll figure out a way to do Team Europe or something.
Of course.
But the USA and Canada put the bulk of players in the league, and then Finland and Sweden also put a ton of players in the league. So they're going to have this round-robin tournament. It was setting up for Saturday night, Canada versus USA. And keep in mind, we haven't had the best on best play each other in 9 years.
Yeah.
Because the Olympics for a couple cycles said no hockey, right? There wasn't a World Series of hockey.
Right.
So like I said, you could watch these, you know, other tournaments with like a lot of younger dudes, but you hadn't seen the best on best in forever. So Mike and I were at a bar. We're sitting there and we know one of the bartenders. She's like, I can put the sound on for you. We said, great. So now the game's getting close to starting. Sound's on. Not everybody in this bar is fired up about this game. As soon as that puck drops, boom, gloves are off. One of the Tkachuk brothers gets in a fight.
Right, instantly.
Instantly. I mean, people got to understand that hockey players playing this stuff out, right? Now, what most people don't realize is, like, my buddy Brett's there, and he's like, hey, remember, his brother's on that line, too. Drop the puck again. His brother gets in a fight, right? And remember, their dad was a stud that had won... in 94 or something, won a gold medal for the States. Keith Tkachuk. So then there was another fight within 3 minutes, and Michael attests. Now everybody in this bar has worked at a Pintura Fury.
Oh, of course.
Right? Again, look, I have no real beef with Canada at all. I fathom what's going on, whatever, but it's sports. So F Canada.
Yeah.
But just awesome watch, a lot of electricity, and I honestly think hockey dominated this weekend. Just kind of crapped on the NBA. I think you might even had some hockey fans. There's people out there that probably don't care. If you're not tuned in Thursday evening to watch the USA versus Canada, it's round robin. Mm-hmm. This will be for the championship. It'll be in Boston. We might, I don't know. So I'm sure somebody's going to boo. It's Boston. They're going to boo the Canadian anthem.
They're going to boo themselves.
I know.
They hate each other.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone in Boston will fight.
Yeah, if you went to a different high school, you get into a fight in Boston if you're 80.
Right, and it's one of those things. Look, there's a lot of stuff you could have issues with within the country, right?
Yeah.
But it's still ours, right? I can make fun of Miles all the time. But if somebody else, if a listener at an event's making fun of him, be like, hey, you don't know him.
Right.
You don't get to do that. So same thing with, like, we have issues in this country. But I won't lie to you. I was chanting USA.
Right.
I stood up when the anthem came on. I said, F Canada. At least, like, 10 times. It was just awesome. And hats off to the NHL. Great idea.
Hats off and gloves off.
Hats off, gloves off. And keep in mind.
Do you think they'll do the same thing, knowing that it is the championship? So do they take the same approach as far as fighting, setting that tone? Do they do the same thing?
Well, and keep in mind, the next Olympic cycle, hockey's back. So this is also kind of setting the tone for next year. Here's the issue. The Canadians didn't really pick tough guys. And
they're picking skaters.
Look, they're front line with McJesus, with McDaniel. I mean, they have better, like, their top echelon Canadian players are better than any of ours. But the United States have a better goaltender, right? You have some better players at certain spots.
Okay.
And then, so I guess the Tkachuk brothers just said on the ride over, they were like, hey, let's just drop the gloves and get it going. Me personally, I would be shocked if the Canadians don't just turn around and return the favor. Like, as soon as that puck drops in Boston, I would have to imagine. And at this point, you could, I'm pretty sure how hockey works, right? If, Miles, let's say you're the Canadian guy. Like, you might just skate over and go, hey, we're going as soon as it. And I think that's the agreement, too. Like, if somebody says, I want to fight you, and you both drop the gloves, then you're just like, all right, we're committed to fighting.
Sure.
But none of those guys are particularly. But, like, if they had Tom Wilson on the team, I'd be a little more scared because he's an enforcer that's also a good player. But should be exciting. It's going to be the must watch event in a long time. And again, just.
The only thing on a week.
Yeah, I mean, you got college hoops. Like, yeah. I watched some college hoops this weekend. I did watch the Daytona 500, rain delayed, so I took a nap after the Maryland game and still got up and watched it. But, yeah, that game Saturday was just the highlight and just awesome. I just can't say it enough. What a good idea. And then you flip over to that NBA game, and I love Kevin Hart. There's too much Kevin Hart. He was talking during the games and stuff. And I was like, all right. And then inside the NBA, we're giving him trophies and everything. Like, look, it's a great show, but, like, I don't know. And, like, I am a LeBron fan. I will stand by LeBron all the time. An hour before the game, I'm not playing.
Right.
Like, I get it, but, like, man, you could have said that the day before or this morning. There's enough NBA guys in that arena. Somebody was worthy of that spot.
Yep.
So, yeah, they got dominated overall there. And just great job. Awesome watch, and go USA.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Philadelphia residents somehow get upset that a Chubby Chicks restaurant opened up. Meanwhile, we head to the highways of California where traffic stops for a wandering little sea lion pup. World's second most venomous snake takes a bath in a family washing machine. Man drives 700 miles to ex-girlfriends and then does something mean. And a Michigan daycare apologizes after knocking kids out with the melatonin. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, on top story, we go to Pennsylvania, where ridiculous meets a whole new level. A man from Michigan is facing arson charges after he took a long, long road trip. You see, he drove 700 miles to a town in Pennsylvania and burned down a man's home. But why? The six residents of the home needed to be transported to the hospital for injuries and complications from the fire. The home was considered a total loss due to the intensity of the blaze. And sadly, the two dogs that were in the home at the time did not make it back out. But our man can rest easy in his jail cell knowing that he had a good reason for all this mess. You see, the man inside the home that he was targeting, he was talking to his ex-girlfriend.
His ex-girlfriend.
This guy is not with him anymore. This is merely her new man, and therefore his house must burn down and his dogs must die.
Why did she break up with him? I don't understand.
Can't imagine.
That's insanity.
No, Ted. That is a perfectly reasonable thing to do with a man who is as passionate as this.
Jesus.
Also, God. Right, like, I don't get it. Right.
Like, if you want her back, that's one thing. Like, she's probably not going back. The second of all, it's like, well, the other guy didn't steal her. Like, she broke up.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah. I don't know where the logic goes.
You can't really steal someone unless you kidnap.
Right. I understand that you
made a decision one way or another.
I feel like it's nature to have a little bit of animosity, especially if you were the one that got broken up with. Sure. Like, you still want her. She doesn't want you. And so you're going to have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder against the next guy that she goes with. But, bro, he didn't ask for you to be a part of her history.
And 700 miles.
Come on, man. Yeah, really? Not
you think
once
somewhere along that ride, you'd been like, maybe I shouldn't be doing this.
Right. Some point. In other news, back to Michigan, where a local daycare facility has cleared the air. Parents who had their children in the facility found themselves with an uneasy feeling when surveillance footage was shared with them showing a worker spraying something on the nap mats. Melatonin.
Oh, damn.
After the footage was leaked, the employee was quickly dealt with by management, ordering her to clean off the mats and remove the liquid from the premises, instructing her to never use the spray on anything belonging to the children, especially without parental knowledge and consent. She cooperated, saying that she had no malicious intent, which I believe she was simply trying to help them have a good nap with a natural product.
We just gave them weed gummies.
Pediatricians commented to the media that what she did was relatively harmless, but should exercise caution when combining the term natural with the term safe. The worker is still employed by the daycare. It kind of goes back to what we were talking about before.
You'd be surprised how much melatonin daycares are giving to the kids.
Yeah.
Look, it's happening all over the place. They had to tape my daughter's shoes to her feet.
Oh, yeah?
She was like four. Yeah, I guess she kept taking them off and throwing them or whatever.
Right.
So they had electrical tape taped to her feet. And I was like, yeah, I don't care.
Well,
stop throwing your shoes.
And when it's nap time, you know, it's different than when it's nap time at home. When you know, when it's at home, maybe you've got your siblings that you guys might talk and laugh and do whatever it is you're doing. When you're at school or daycare, you're making friends there.
Yeah.
At some point, you are going to not sleep because you two are just chuckling to yourselves over in the corner. A little melatonin to knock you out a little bit. Like, I understand what she was doing. I'm not going to say that it was right because she did it without the parents knowing, but it wasn't what I'd call dangerous.
Yeah. You'd be surprised what they're not asking your permission for.
Yeah.
To get your kids to go to sleep.
But I think that's up to the parents to decide, but you just don't want the daycare person giving it out.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. It is bad optics all day. All day. Down under to Australia, where washing your clothes is also trying to kill you. Locals called authorities after they opened their washing machine to find a snake inside of the machine.
Mm.
A snake wrangler arrived on the scene and took video of the encounter, identifying snake the animal wrangler as none other than the Eastern brown snake, which I know that you guys know what that is. But just in case you at home are wondering, it is the second most venomous snake in the planet.
Miles just released a brown snake a couple minutes ago.
Yes, he did. And just in case those stories with the bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, still stinks. There's good news.
Wild story with a happy ending on a California. California Highway Patrol officers got the report from a driver on the 101 about something troublesome on the highway. A juvenile sea lion. The young animal had somehow jumped up and out of the water near the San Francisco Bay Area and waddled its way onto the busy road. The driver that made the call managed to swerve and avoid the animal, but called out of fear that someone else might not be so quick. They were able to safely coax the animal back to the shoulder of the highway and eventually back into the water below to reunite with its family, unharmed and safe, having earned the name Lou Seal during the short time around people.
Yeah.
I love the names that people come up with, man.
My name's Dolores.
Dolores Seal. Men's Sports brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What. Download the Sports on What app and it will tell you what channel and when all of these sports are going to be on, like all that college basketball that you got on tonight. Again, highly recommend that you download that Sports on What app. It gives you all that information. As far as your weather, things are cooling down to the mid-40s tonight with clouds and rainfall moving in, leading to a cloudy 51-degree day tomorrow with bouts of rain. Enjoy that. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. Lovely Jolene's up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all up about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.